Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 30. Can you believe it? We're at 30 episodes. Just really want to say thank you for all of you who have listened from the beginning and all of you who have found us over the last couple of weeks. I know the episode number one has really grown here over the last couple of weeks. And so as people continue to listen through all 30 episodes, just want to say thank you. And for those of you who are up to date and who are listening this week, this Thursday, the first Thursday in January, I really appreciate you all being here and being with me each and every week. I've told you the numbers continue to grow. They continue to astound me with what you all are doing out there and how you're listening. And I know you're sharing with other people. I had two or three people reach out this week via email and just say how much they appreciated the podcast, but not only that, that they had shared it with someone else. And so that's what this is all about, is being able to share with others and for you to be able to grow and to learn from this content. So just really appreciate that. Now, for those of you who are avid listeners, you know that every 10th episode, I have done a review, either a book or someone that, you know, has meant something to me. That's kind of been my theme on 10 and then 20. And so you would be thinking, I'm sure, that, you know, who is he going to talk about today or what book is he going to talk about? And I just got to be honest with you, between you and me, something in my gut this week just told me it's not the week for that, and that I need to talk about your future self. Now, I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for somebody, because this episode just came really easy to me in terms of my research and my note taking. And I had a great conversation with my sister last night, and one of the talking points for her was just thinking about, you know, what she might want to do down the road. And I said, believe it or not, my podcast this week is on your future self. And she's like, you're kidding me. And I said, no. And I kind of told her the same story. And so I don't know who it is, but I know somebody needs this week. And as we think about, you know, your future self, that may be some new words for some of you out there. Maybe you've never even envisioned or thought about, you know, what that might mean, what that might entail. And if you're like me, you know, you've been told probably for years, live in the present, right? Live in the present. Don't live in the past. Don't look back. Don't look too far forward. And, you know, just to be honest with you, I like to live in the present. I think living in the present is really the place to be. I think for us and as we're trying to make sure we are so aware of what we're thinking and that we're managing our brains, and we want to be able to, you know, manage and really be in charge of our thought lives, I think it's critical that we live in the present. And we don't worry too much about the past, and we don't worry too much about the future. But I do like thinking about my future self. And basically, what is your future self? Your future self is the person that you want to become. It's the person that you want to evolve into. Because the truth of the matter is, we're all evolving one way or the other, right? We're either evolving into someone we want to be, we're evolving in someone we don't want to be, or we're just kind of staying stagnant. And I would probably even argue that for those of you who think you're maybe just staying stagnant, that really you are even digressing. Because if you're not trying to move forward, and if you're not trying to become someone else, or at least trying to make yourself better in a lot of different areas each and every day, then there's a good chance that you're actually regressing. And so I want to challenge you this week. And I want to challenge you this week to start to think about the life that you would want to live. What would it look like to start becoming your future self. And once you kind of have that idea in mind, then you can actually use the present to start building on what that future self looks like. So, you know, you think about an architect or someone that's going to build a house. And what do they have? They have plans, right? Well, the house isn't built yet, but they have plans to show what that house is going to look like once it's constructed. If you don't have the plan, you never know what the house is going to look like, right? You don't know how to dig the foundation, and you don't know when to put the footer in and how deep to make the footer, and then, you know, what the first floor looks like and how tall the studs are going to be because it's a 10-foot ceiling on the first floor, and so on and so forth, right? You never know what that's going to look like. Well, similarly, that's kind of how our lives are. If you don't think about what that future house might look like and you don't come up with a plan, then you're just kind of wondering, right? You're just kind of wandering around in life. And maybe that's what some of you are struggling with, right? You just kind of feel like you're wandering. You're wandering from job to job. You're wandering from relationship to relationship. You don't feel very satisfied. You don't feel complete. And so that's been one of your struggles, is that you really don't have a plan and a vision for who you want to be. And so once you start to formulate that plan, then you can start to live each and every day and build toward that plan, just like you were going to build a house. But most people never take the time to really envision what their future life could look like, who they really want to be. Who do you really want to be? You know, what about you? Have you ever done that? Like, have you ever sat down and envisioned what you would like to be? Like, really thought about who that person is, what that person does, what does it look like on a day-to-day basis with your future self? Like, what does a day look like? What do you do in the morning? You know, where do you have your coffee? Do you get to see the sunrise? Are you looking out over the ocean? What is your job, or what's your calling, or what's your life purpose? Who are you married to? Is your marriage thriving in the way that you would like it to be? What do your kids look like? What kind of car do you drive? You know, all of the things that are going to happen to you one way or the other, probably in your future, you need to start now and start envisioning yourself being and becoming that person. Because if you don't, then life will just happen to you. Right? For some of you, that's what's continues to happen. Life just continues to happen to you, and you don't take control of your own thoughts, and you don't take control of your brain, and you don't manage your brain, and you don't lead your brain and tell your brain, hey, this is where we're going. It doesn't matter where we've been. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It doesn't matter how many times that you think you've proven that I'm wrong, right? You have to talk to your brain like this. This is where we're going. And so I was just thinking, you know, a couple different stories. But one is that, you know, it's about the kind of car that you want to drive one day, right? And it doesn't matter if it's a nice car, if it's an expensive car. For some of you, maybe you just want an old cheap car that you can drive around. But for me, this is my future self. It's a slightly lifted four-door white Jeep Sahara with tinted windows, 35-inch tires. Can you see it? Do you smell the leather? It's got leather seats. Probably going to have a navigation system, because most of those Saharas have the navigation system, although I won't use it. I know that already. I'll use my phone because I like Google Maps. But I can see myself sitting in that Jeep. I can see myself putting it in gear. I don't want a stick. I know some of you say, well, true Jeep owners have to have stick. I don't want a stick. I want automatic. You know, I want it to be a hard top. I've thought about this a lot, because I thought there for a while I wanted a soft top, because I had a two-door soft top several years ago. But I think I want a hard top. And I can see it. Like, I can see the type of tires that I want. I can see the type of wheels that I want. And I took it a step further in that I have two pictures of on my phone of the Jeep that I want. So I've already named it, and I've already said, this is who I am in the future. Now, I'm saving my money, right? Because I also know that I want to pay cash for it. That's what I want to do. That's my future self. I don't want a car payment. I want to have this sweet Jeep that I can drive down the road debt-free, and it'd be the exact vehicle that I want to drive. That's living my future self. And so you can imagine every time I see that white Jeep go down the road, I say, oh, that's me. I'm going to have that. I'm going to drive that. I don't know exactly when it's going to be, but it's going to be in the near future. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what I want you all to start thinking about, whether it's a job, whether it's a car, whether it's a family, whether it's, you know, a house, whatever it is, living debt-free, you know, making X amount of money. I want you to start thinking about what that future you looks like. Let me give you an example. I talked to a potential client this week, and he's 55. He's got two kids, but he doesn't talk to them very often. He's divorced, been divorced about 12 years. And he gives me the story as we're talking, as we're beginning our coaching relationship. And the story is, well, I'm already 55, and you know, I've got this job that I don't really like, and I don't have a wife. I've been divorced all this time. My kids don't really talk to me. You know, it was woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. And I said, you know, what's interesting is you could tell the story of, hey, you know what? I'm 55. I've got this job that I'm so thankful of, especially with what we've been through this last year. I've got two great kids, and they are doing so well on their own. They are so independent that they don't even have to talk to me unless they really want to. But man, do they do. You know, they've just really blossomed as their own selves. I'm not married right now, but I'm certainly, you know, for a 55-year-old, man, I am the top of the class in terms of 55-year-olds, and I cannot wait to see what my future spouse looks like. See the difference in how you even talk to yourself about that, and how you put those words out into the world, and how he has the ability to start thinking differently today and to start thinking more positively about what he can look like and how he can show up in the future rather than tell the woe is me story. So what about you? Maybe you're thinking, wow, I'm 38 now and I've never even considered this. Or maybe you're 48, or maybe you're 58, or maybe you're 68 and you've thought, I've never even thought about my future self. Well, the beauty of it, my friend, is it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your current position is. Doesn't matter what your state in life is. Doesn't matter if you're married. Doesn't matter if you're divorced. Doesn't matter if you've been divorced three times. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. What matters is you can start today. You can start today, regardless of where you are. You can start building in your mind what your future self is going to be, how your future self is going to live, how your future self is going to act. Maybe you want to be confident in the future. Maybe that's something you really want. Well, you start thinking today and you start seeing yourself as a more confident person. Maybe you're scared to speak in public. Well, one of those things you can start doing is every day you can start thinking about speaking in public. You can start seeing yourself speaking. You can start seeing yourself having some success. You can start seeing yourself getting an applause. You can start seeing yourself being a sought-after public speaker. Whatever it is, you can start today. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take 15 to 30 minutes this week, and longer if you like to journal. For some of you on the podcast, I know a lot of you men out there don't love to write a lot. You don't love to journal. And then some of you do, right? Some of you do. And some of you like to just sit and write and talk. So it doesn't matter. The 15 to 30 minutes, whatever. Take an hour. Take 10 minutes, whatever it is for you, right? And really think about what your future self looks like. I want you to really just think about it. What do you want? What do you want with your life? What do you want with your job? What do you want with your family? What do you want your spouse to be? What kind of money do you want to make? Who do you want to lead? What is your purpose? So think about all of that. Think about all of it. Think about your health, right? Think about your friendships. Think about your relationships. Think about your service to others. In any category, any area that you want to do, I want you to just brainstorm, right? Write them down. And now I want you to pick two areas. So once you do that sometime this week, I just want you to pick two areas. Okay, I don't want you to go through and try to make this whole big list and say, oh, this is who I'm going to be, because your brain won't understand that, and it'll already start talking back to you. So I just want you to pick two areas, any two that you want, and I want you to actually write out what your future self looks like. Make it like my Jeep. You guys already know what my Jeep looks like, right? White, lifted, 35-inch tires, right? Tinted windows, leather seats, Sahara Edition. You got it. So I want you to write out these two areas for you with every detail. I want you to feel it, smell it, see it, envision it, start to become it. And so now every day, as you live in the present, you have something to build towards. You can take small steps. You can take some chances, right? Have some fails, but they'll lead you to and toward your future self. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go for it. Whatever that thing is that's in you, that's been holding you back from becoming the person you really want to be, today's the day to start to change that. It may not change overnight. Matter of fact, it probably won't. But you can start today with whatever that thing is that you know, and you probably have known for years. It's deep down in you. And maybe you've never even told anybody about it. It's one of those things that you're like, man, if somebody knew this about me, they would freak out if they thought I really thought I could do this. But whatever that is, today's the day that you can start. And you start taking those small steps that will lead you each and every day towards your future self. I am so excited to hear some stories about what you all are doing out there and what your future self is going to look like. I'd love for you to email me this week, drdarinwilson@gmail.com, drdarinwilson@gmail.com. And let me know what your future self's going to be. Let me know the two areas that you've chosen that you're going to dedicate to building on each and every day to where your future self is going to blow your own mind. You can do this, my friends, and I'll be right here with you. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Have a great one, everyone. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarinwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.